Hey everybody, my name is Isolde Trachtenberg, and this is the Own Your World show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and own your life. If any of you know anything about me, you know how much I love being creative, and almost as much, if not as much, heck, if not more, I love helping other people be creative. I love seeing that spark in someone's eyes when they go, I get to express myself. Ah, super cool. And I think be creative is super important too. It's something we need. It's something we do from the very beginning, you know, we express ourselves. And so I think it's super important. And the question I've been struggling with is creativity. Is it meant to be shared? Is it something that we need to express to others? Or is it okay to be creative if you sit in your room and you do it? Or do we need to express it? Do we need to like get our message out there, whatever that is, whether it's through paint or through music or through sculpture or through interpretive dance, writing? That part doesn't really matter. The part that I think matters is that we somehow connect with others through that creativity, through how we do things, how we express our particular view of the world. One of the things that I'm fascinated by is color, for example. Do you see the same green on a particular oak leaf as I do? Sure, we can both agree it's green, but do we see it the same? Could we describe it the same? And just because, even if we agree, just because we agree, does it mean it's the same? Because to me, perception is, I don't know if it's everything, but it's pretty darn close, I think. Perception means so much. How we perceive whatever it is we're seeing or hearing or tasting or touching or feeling is so important. And if it's someone else's specific creativity, then we're going to have some sort of information, I guess, some sort of reaction, response to that creativity. And sometimes that's a good response, sometimes it's not a good response, but we, as the receiver of that creativity, are going to feel something. Now, the person who did the creating is also going to feel something. Sometimes it's enough for that person to just go, this is what I needed to do, this is what I needed to say, or scream, or sing, or dance, or paint, to get it out of me, right? And that's fantastic. I think needing to do that and getting it out there is the mark of a true artist. The thing is, I think we all have that true artist in us. We all have the ability, and I keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying it, it is our birthright to be creative. Now, some people are creative with numbers. Some people are creative in business. Some people are creative in the way they make a table or set a table or cook a meal. Those are all forms of creativity, and they're all, every single one of them, worthwhile. The thing is, if you're going to express your creativity to other people, you need a certain amount of confidence, right? Don't you think? What do you all think? Do you think you need a certain amount of confidence to be able to stand there and express whatever your creative message is to other people? Do you need confidence, or is it just such a desperate thing to get it out of you that it doesn't really matter if there are other people, or it doesn't even matter what they think? I don't know. I don't know if it matters what someone else thinks. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, certainly, but that's not even what I'm talking about. It's a communication form as far as I'm concerned. If someone is creative, then they create something to start a sort of almost subconscious dialogue with others. And so to me, it takes a certain amount of self-awareness and it takes a certain amount of self-confidence in order to be able to do that. So how do we do that? How do we get that confidence? Well, again, if any of you know anything about me, you know that I am a stickler for the warm-up. I feel like in order for us to be able to create anything, We need to warm up to do it, right? We need to actually get our body, our mind, our spirit, whatever you want to call those things, we need to get them so that they're primed and ready and pumped and psyched. We need to make sure that we're ready to blast off, right? We need to create. Creativity takes energy and it takes the motion of our bodies most of the time. Even if it's just our fingers that are writing, as opposed to our entire body that's dancing, we need to do that. So I have developed a warm-up. It's something that allows you to get your body, mind, and spirit, and also breath, prepped and psyched and ready to create. And I want to share it with you now so that you, when you are ready to create, can warm up and be prepared. I can't tell you how important that is. So before I do anything, I want to warm up my body. And what do I mean by that? I mean, I actually want to get the blood flowing. So for those of you who are able to stand, get on up and march in place for 2 minutes. Go ahead. I'll wait for you. For those of you with mobility issues, wave your arms. Do whatever you need to do to get that blood flowing. And I'm serious about this. Go ahead, get on up. I'll wait for you. Go ahead and pause this podcast right now and take 2 minutes to march in place, wave your arms, give me a couple of Homer Simpson, woohoo! Do whatever it is you need to do, but get the blood flowing for about 2 minutes and then come right back here. All right, now that you're back and you're a little bit more warmed up and the blood is flowing, I'm going to talk you through the actual warm-up to get your entire body ready to create and, more importantly, express that creativity. Here we go. Use this warm-up to boost your performance and to present your very best self. March in place. And now begin to slow down, feeling your feet lift off the floor, and when you lift off heel, ball, toe, and then put down toe, ball, heel. Slow the steps down and really get into the way your feet are standing on the floor. Now, find hip width apart by going up from the second toe, through the center of the ankle, through the center of the knees, to the hip points. Roll your shoulders back and stand centered. And now lower your head, elongating the back of your neck as if you are trying to see your belly button. And now come up through center. And look up. And don't scrunch the back of your neck. Rather, elongate the front of your throat. And now come back to center. And then bring your right ear to the right shoulder, pulling down with your left arm. And now come back through center. And now your left ear to the left shoulder, pulling down with the right arm. Make sure you keep breathing deeply and fully as you do this warm-up. And now come back to center and interlace your fingers behind you and push down and back to open up the chest and to deepen your breath further. And now give yourself a big hug and look down. Breathe into your upper back so you can feel the expansion. Inhaling and exhaling. And now release your arms and take the tips of your fingers and pat the top of your head, making sure that you oxygenate the blood and get the entire forehead and eyebrows rubbed as well as your temples very gently, and down around your jaw hinge, and your cheeks, your sinuses, your nose, your lips, and your chin. And now make a small face and a large face, and an itty-bitty face and a huge face, and a tiny face and a big face. And now put your hands on your belly and take a nice deep breath into your hands. And exhale. Feel the belly expand when you inhale and contract when you exhale. And now this time, inhale, put your lips together and make the horse noise. And then inhale again and do the same thing. Put your lips together and make the horse noise. One more time, and horse noise. And now this time, inhale and motorboat noise. So you're going to vocalize to get the breath and the voice working together. And now release your arms and take a deep breath in and yawn. Ah, and again, yawn. Ah. And one more time. Oh. And now we are going to warm up our lips, teeth, tongue, and entire mouth and join it with the breath. To do that, we're going to do tongue twisters. The first is minimal animal. So say it with me. Minimal animal, minimal animal, minimal animal, minimal animal, minimal animal. Try it again. Minimal animal, minimal animal, minimal animal, minimal animal, minimal animal. As you get more facile with the tongue twisters, feel free to speed them up. The next one is red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Try it again. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. The next one, unique New York. Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York, unique New York. Try it again. Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York, unique New York. And now, kinky cookie. Kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie. Try it one more time. Kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie, kinky cookie. And now our last tongue twister, rubber baby buggy bumper. Ready? Rubber baby buggy bumper, rubber baby buggy bumper, rubber baby buggy bumper, rubber baby buggy bumper. Try it one more time. Rubber baby buggy bumper, rubber baby buggy bumper, rubber baby buggy bumper, rubber baby buggy bumper. Good. And that, folks, is the warm-up. Use this warm-up before any creative pursuit, and I guarantee you will do better. It's just the truth. When our body is involved and our breath is involved and we're primed and pumped and ready, we perform better. It's just the truth. So anytime you're about to do anything creative, I want you to come back to this podcast and do the warm-up. You'll fly, I guarantee it. Now, I've talked about warming up before you do something creative. Next time, we're going to talk about what creative thing you might do. There are lots of us who want to express ourselves but don't feel like we can for whatever reason. And I want to pinpoint that thing, that one little tidbit that we need in order to give ourselves permission to create. Because let's face it, expressing ourselves creatively relieves stress, connects us with others, and allows us to communicate with our highest selves. What could be better than that? Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for opportunities to own your world.